The last working group case was a 51-year-old patient with metastatic pancreatic cancer and multiple comorbidities who received dose-reduced gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel and had a good response, but discontinued treatment due to peripheral vascular disease. Following disease progression, he was treated with pembrolizumab off-label with an immediate response that is ongoing 1 year later. The question from the working group was how to explain the response in this patient. Another question related to this was whether or not there is any role for checkpoint inhibitors in patients with a microsatellite stable disease.
So this is fascinating, and I would suspect, I don't know that we know the genomic details here, that this patient has germline Lynch. That's the most likely scenario. And we certainly see responses in that setting. There aren't a huge number of reported patients because this is a rare entity, but these agents do work as single agents in this population. And I have a fascinating story of I think we first met him, he was in his 70s, he lived about 12 years, and his initial cancer diagnosis was pancreas cancer, which metastasized. And during the course of a decade plus, he developed stomach cancer, skin cancer, a urothelial malignancy, and prostate cancer, and actually had benefit for a number of years from a checkpoint inhibitor, ultimately succumbed not from his pancreas cancer, his metastatic pancreas cancer, but from his urothelial malignancy. So the data tell us that single agent checkpoints in this disease basically don't work. Very low response rate, it's low single digit, and even combination checkpoints with PD-L1 and CTLA-4 also haven't shown an increment. So one would strongly suspect that there's a genetic explanation underlying this patient.
We asked the audience, have you seen an objective response to a checkpoint inhibitor patient with metastatic pancreatic cancer? And actually, it looks like maybe a quarter of the audience has. I don't know how many of those are MSI patients, and a lot of the people have not administered it. So just out of curiosity, Eileen, a patient comes to you, is clearly MS stable, metastatic disease, says, I'll pay for the checkpoint inhibitor. Would you give it?
You know, we discussed that it's very unlikely in that setting as a single agent. Ideally, we would route the patient into one of the many trials that are evaluating this question. I think interesting themes are combining chemotherapy with immunotherapy and combination, not just dual checkpoint combinations, but other immune therapy checkpoint combinations that look interesting in a subset of patients. So that would be the direction I would encourage.